From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee-King. Recently on Cosmically Curious, we talked about how the discovery of water on Mars is significant in the search for microbial life. Today, I'm joined by John Gianforte from the University of New Hampshire to talk about what else that discovery might mean for space exploration.
The Mars Phoenix lander landed at what the equivalent on Earth would be the Arctic Circle. After it touched down, it discovered that it landed basically on an ice skating rink. Just a few centimeters below the Martian soil, there was 100% pure water. Water is important because we need it to live. So if there was ever a Martian colony, it might be smart to place it where we know that there is some subterranean Martian ice.
Are there any other uses for water on Mars?
So if you remember what water is made out of, two very abundant chemical elements, hydrogen and oxygen, for the water that you don't drink, you can actually make rocket fuel. So it goes a long way toward reducing the weight and complexity of a spacecraft going to Mars, because if you're smart about it and send equipment that will allow you to process water ahead of time, land it on Mars where you plan on establishing some form of Martian base, then the equipment is there to help you separate water into hydrogen and oxygen. You can fabricate your own rocket fuel. So that's a big deal, right? It's the same thing with ice deposits in the South Pole of the Moon. That's why everybody's trying to get back to the South Pole of the Moon, because there's water ice to be found there. So that's a big deal, right? It's not only helpful for possible microbial life, but also for future missions to Mars that are going to stay there for a while.
Well, John, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
If you have questions about the night sky, shoot us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee-King.